What is the meaning? Part of Bhargo. Bhargo vai Vishabhanuja.
Atma
vai Aradhana Sripuram. Very beautiful. Bhargo vai Vishabhanu. There is Bhanu, who is shows us by light. And Radharani is the daughter of Vishabhanu. So Bhanu, Surya, that Bhanu Shabda has been selected. Bhargo vai Vishabhanuja, the Savitur Varanyam Bhargo. Vishabhanuja, Atma Vibhavai. Her personal extended self. Vibhava means which comes out as resourcefulness or extended self. Vaibhava. Prabhava is the central representation and Vaibhava is the outer extension of a thing. The Bhargo vai Vishabhanuja Atma Vibhavai. Vishabhanuja, Sri Radha, his internal, his self-extension, Bhargo. Sarup Shakti, very gist is Radharani, and the whole Sarup Shakti, her extended self. Do you follow?
Yes. Sri Puram?
Aradhana Sri Puram. Aradhana, she, what is her characteristic? That she is worship herself. Aradhana. Aradhana Sri. Sri Lakshmi, the just, the shobha, beauty. The beauty of her serving, and it is Nagar, Pur means Nagar, the city, the town. The town of her beautiful service. That is the country of his beautiful abode, of her beautiful service. That is whole Sarup Shakti means that. Just as from the sun, from the light rays coming, so she is the person Mahabhava. So Rasaraj and Mahabhava, from the extension of Mahabhava, this Sarup Shakti, the Bhargo. Bhargo means extended self of Mahabhava. Mahabhava means Aradhana. Aradhana Sri. Sri Lakshmi. Lakshmi. Radharani is also called Sri. Her Sri. Her Sri Shobha. Sri means Shobha. The beauty. The extension, extended, beautiful, extended self of Radharani. That is his whole Bhargo, the whole area. She is the gist, and this is the extended self. And what is the nature? That is all serving. And Vaibhava, see, Vaibhava. It is meant by that. Aradhana Sri Puram. She has developed this whole area of Bhargo. She has developed herself into such beautiful area of Sarup Shakti. And thereby she serves her Lord. All these necessary things has been sprung up from her to help her in her serving her Lord. They all come out. The very gist is she, by Rasaraj Mahabhava. Mahabhava, when all these Sarup Shakti is in a concise form, it is Mahabhava, Radharani. And when Radharani wants to serve, she extends herself in different Krishna or something in Baladev, Radharani, Yogamaya, and then Vrindavan, all these things, Nanda, Yashoda, other Rasa, some contribution of Baladev and some contribution of Radharani. In this way the whole thing is evolved there to help the service of Krishna. It is told that from Sandhini Shakti, all this up to Vatsalya Rasa. And Madhur Rasa only reserved for Radharani. And the other Rasa, that is Yogamaya, she has been introduced as the potency of Baladeva. Baladeva. And Baladeva, in another self, he has been the sister of Radharani. In this way, they are serving. One side Baladeva, another side Radharani. But when that is taken into one, on the Rasaraj Mahabhav. Rasaraj's contribution is Baladeva in that way, and Radharani's contribution in this way, and then the combination of both in different Rasa in this way. Whole thing is evolved. Sandhini. Sandhini mainly represented by Baladeva, and Samvit, the enjoying mood by Vasudev Krishna, and Lhadini, the enjoying aspect, enjoyer, and the enjoyed aspect is represented by Radharani. The paraphernalia of service in Vrindavan that has been created by the combination of Baladev and Radharani. Baladev in the line of Krishna and then Radharani. And the mixture has produced the whole thing. And Yogamaya, she is under Baladev, helping all these things from his side. But Madhur Rasa, Baladev cannot have any approach direct. Only he is represented here as the sister of Radharani, there, Ananga Manjari. I thought, when I was reading this Jiva Goswami's Satsandar, Bhagavad Sandar, who is the husband of Yogamaya? According to the arrangement, I had in mind that only she may be connected with Balaram, as the things are shown there. And found that Jiva Goswami has given that idea, that Baladev is the husband of Yogamaya. I am very much satisfied there. That my line of thought is corroborated there. Things are in such way, so how they will be connected? So Yogamaya, how the Baladev's function, Yogamaya's function similar. Baladev in the Madhur Rasa is in the background. And Yogamaya comes in the front power. And she makes management from a little distance. A distance. He prepares the stage. Yogamaya prepares the stage for the play of so many servitors. So Baladev's function is always the foundation. to keep up the foundation of this, that is the function of Baladev. And there the players at both party, Krishna and Radha. And the foundation is supplied from the energy of Baladev, mainly Sandhini, Sat Chit Ananda. Sat Chit Ananda, Ananda Lhadini, that is Radha Rani representing. Chit means conception, feeler, consumer, enjoyer. And Sat Sandhini, existence, supplying existence everywhere. That is Baladev, Sandhini, Shakti. Jnana Vala Kriya Cha. These three principles have been admitted very broadly by the philosophers anywhere and everywhere. In the Western also philosophers, thinking, feeling, and willing. Willing represented by Baladeva, thinking by Vasudeva Krishna, and the feeling, sentiment represented by Radhini, sorry. Upanishad Jnanavala Kriyacha. Jnanavala Kriyacha. Suttam Shivam Sundaram. And this Satchidananda, three principles of the existence of the whole creation.
Very wonderful explanation.
Yes.
Okay, what is it?
Where would we hear such
things? Huh? Cuba.
Question.
Yeah. I was thinking if there are any relationship also day the eight is the Trinity of the Christian and the three aspects that we represent.
Kumar Maharaj, you have to interpret that question.
He's questioning. There is any relationship in between what you have just explained of Jnana Vala Kriyacha and the Christian Trinity, the Holy Ghost, the Father and the Son.
God the Father, God the Ghost, Holy Ghost, and God the Son. God the Son is represented as Guru, maybe. And God the Father, the Creator, and the God the Ghost comes nearby. Brahma. Brahma, creator, Brahma, and God, Guru. God the Son, Christ has come to deliver the people. So God the Son representing Guru, and God the Father, the creator, guardian, and God the Holy Ghost, that is something like Brahma.
Ghost,
meaning good. Ghost, meaning impersonal existence. Mm-hmm.
But holy.
A holy ghost, Holy Spirit. So it is, Parishkarna, Holy Ghost. And who is the holds the superior position? That depends on everything. If Holy Ghost, that generally thought to be the to hold the supreme position. Then Brahma.
Brahma concept.
Then Brahma, then the Father, this side Satyaguna. Satyaguna Narayana, that Kiro. Maybe Kirodasai. Or the Creator, God Bodhasai, something like. And Satyaguna. And the Guru. Also representation of God sent by him to deliver the people who was that. It is hazy, not very clear. We are told, I heard from one Maharaj, in Germany they made a drama. And they put a god in a higher balcony an old man with a grey beard, and a half visible, half non-visible position, and from there he is giving some instruction, half hidden in the higher balcony. Representation of God was like that. A grey beard, Maitreya, aged, Prabhu, not very old, but old, sober, and with grey beard, and half unseen, and giving instruction from there, do this, in a dhamma. They represented God like that. God the Creator and the God the Holy Ghost in I heard from one Haji Sahib Muslim. He told in the beginning there was some noor. Noor means light into in Arabi or Parsi language. The first there was that noor. Noor means light. And from there, gradually everything came out. That is from Brahma conception, the origin.
This is that Islamic.
I was told, here was one big Indian scholar, philosopher, brilliant seed. There was some worldly religious conference, some 60 or 70 years ago in Italy. And from different parts, the philosophers and the religionists, they flocked there. And meetings took place. Now suddenly, one day, they declared, leave, no lecture. So all was not informed. So one Mr. Vajan Shield and some others, they went there, but that was, many could not come. Because the sudden declaration of the closer, that all did not get information. And in the board, there was this every day, the subject is written in the board. That day, it was written nothing. And Brajan Shil was the speaker, appointed speaker of that day. He began to talk about nothing. He began from nothing. How from nothing something came, that was his point. So from Brahma conception, that is unestimable. So far, no further we can go up to understand or make others understand. As a hedge, it is left unknown and unknowable. Something, alushaya. That is the easy thing, to go to some extent and then to declare that we cannot see further. It is unknown and unknowable.
Maharaj, is this your verse also, Rik Tat Parjam? Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Shutimatam Mujanti Jat Surayaha Rashta Chakuriva Prasadito Mahasurjeba Dibhyatatam Dhangna Shena Sadani Rastakuvakang Satyang Param Shabditam Jyoti Priti Tanum Hiranya Purushang Pashyanti Tam Suraya. Also, that is yours.
Yes.
This is the
main sutra of Rig Veda. And especially the sattva, before they attempt to participate in any holy function, they are asked to repeat this mantra and then to begin the work. Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pushyanti Suraya Diviva Chakshura Tatam. First to say, utter this and then begin the work, any sort of work. And this is the Riga Mantra in the beginning, very gist. And I try to take out the what is the purpose, the meaning of this. And then what is that? Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam.
Shruti Matang Mudyanti Jat Suraya.
Shruti Matang. Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam. Sada Pushyanti Suraya. Sada Pushyanti Suraya. Diviva Chakshura Atatam. The general meaning is Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Tat Tam Tat. We ourselves and the outside. Outside combined in one is called Tat. Tam Tat or Aham Tat. Tat is generally used for the superior unknown quality, element. Tat Vishnu Paramam Padam. Vishnu Param Pad. What we have given to hear as Vishnu, Jayadam Vishnu Vapnoti, who pervades everywhere, all pervading principle is Vishnu. And we are asked to think about his Parampada. Who is all pervading principle to think of him? Before I approach to any duty, to begin any duty, I must have such conception first and then begin any duty. That is, who are you? How to approach the duty? The object is this. You are approaching a particular duty. Before this, you utter this, that you have a conception of your own self, your position. Who are you and how to approach? This will help you to understand. Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam, you have to think that all pervading principle, his Param Pad, his beautiful or principal pad. Pad means his holy feet, divine feet, is on my head. On my head, that's a holy, all pervading principles, feet is on my head. Feet is considered to be the lowest part, and head, the highest part. Padvishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pushyanti Suraya. And the Suri, that's the spiritual scholars, they always conceive him, that Parampada. How? Diviva Chokshura Tatam. In the sky, in the heaven, like a great eye, it is there. His leg, his feet can see. His feet, his lowest part, towards me, is fully seeing what I am going to do, like a sun. Just as sun is on the sky, so his holy feet, he's all conscious, his holy feet also conscious, and his holy feet is spread on my head, over my head, like the sun, seeing everything. With this idea, you approach. The guardian's eye, vigilant eye is over your head. That all-knowing principle Vishnu, all-pervading principle Vishnu, his holy high eye, like a sun spread over your head, the vigilant eye, always. Whatever you are doing, he sees that clearly. With this idea, you approach to do any duty. Who are you? and you cannot conceal anything. Whatever you are doing, the eye is there. Guardians of vigilant eye, and it is as clear, as real as the sun over your head. Chokshu means sun, and the chokshu means eye, and divi means over your head and the sky. It's like that. Now, what is the explanation statement?
That's
drashta chakshu
iva
chakshu. What is the significance of the eye? Now, who can see? So he is drashta. He has got subjective position. Drashta means seer. Drashta means seer. It's the seer, that is subjective position in his soul. The all-pervading principle, Vishnu, like a subject, so with his subjective eye over your soul, and he is watching everything, what you are doing or not.
Prasarita Mahasur Jeva.
Virat, like a great sun, see, he is spread on the sky.
Dibhyatatam. Dibhyatatam.
Divi atatam and vistitam, spread over the sky.
Dhamna shena sada nirashta kuhakam satyam puram shabditam. Jyoti priti tanum hiranya purusham pasyanti tam suraya.
Jyoti, you can see, and the priti, like guardians, he has got sympathy, feeling towards you, so he is watching your activity. So both the light and both the priti, love, is can be attributed there, with guardian's eye, with sympathetic, with loving eye, with loving and piercing eye. He is watching everything you do, spread over the whole area, sky, as you see, like sun. So concrete as the sun, and all covering with his light, with his ray, in this way. And that is the principal mantra in Rig Veda, the most primary revealed scripture accepted by the all nations. The most ancient revealed scripture is Rig Veda in the whole of the world. Rig Mantra.
In this Arurja Krishna Param Padam, that is just below the feet of Arurja Krishna Ye Anne Arvindaka Virukhimuktama Antayashtavavada Vishnupabuddhaya. Arurja Krishna Param Padam.
Param Padam,
but not
by ascending method, they can rise, they can raise himself up to Param Pad. But no Shikuti from the other world. So only to go to the limit of this world is not sufficient. The passport, but the visa is necessary to enter. It is like no arrangement of any visa. But they are with much difficulty went up to the no man's land, that is the bhajya of the country. But visa is necessary, no visa. They will come to back home. From the last limit of the country, have to come home again. Or anywhere. If he does something wrong, then he will be, he won't come home, he will hide himself anywhere and everywhere. He may be caught. Arujya Krishna Param Padam Tatapatam Tadhu Anaditajus. One gentleman saw the year visa example is very much applicable.
Especially when it had happened to you, Maharaj. Once me and Virat Prakash Maharaj, we were going from France towards Spain. From Spain towards France. And we went into Bahrain and we had no visa.
Vidogdo is suffering in that case, very much. all is going to Gaya and paying something and the doctor Ishwi. A false visa by Sikh report.
So, where else can anybody hear these things?
Huh?
What do you speak? Where else can anybody hear these things? There's no other place. No place.
The ontological talk connecting with Mahaprabhu and Krishna.
No other place.
The ontology. Hare Krishna, Krishna. Our Guru Maharaj's lecture was of this type, ontology. About this, what Jyoti Maharaj has expressed, what is it? Manjari. Guru Maharaj told once that it is reality, it is not imagination. Mm. Of course, it is the greatest fortune we seek after that, but it is no imagination. There is real position such, and we have to act all out only to attain that. But no imagination or concoction may deceive us. It is not so cheap. It is not so cheap. Adhuk Shaja. The realm is Adhuk Shaja. Vichakkhana kari dekhite chahide hai aage jai. Whenever I apply any amount of carefulness to look after, vanishing. Out of his own accord it may come some time. And what is that? The other day you told that it is such stage that Mahaprabhu, when came down and he told Sarup Damodar, we were all
making noise.
Making noise. Sarup Damodar and other devotees of that plane, that type, they are chanting Krishna Nam to draw out the consciousness in this world. And their Krishna Nam was considered by Mahaprabhu when coming from that. He was told, you are making noise, kari kolahal, you all dragged me here, and I am devoid of that sweet experience. So Krishna Nam of Sarup Damodar is noise in comparison to that experience. So what high position that holds. How deeper, dive deep into reality. How far we have to dive to reach that stage of reality for our experience. The depth, the measurement has been given there. You are all making noise and dragged me down here. I got that chance and missed it. What is that? The pass. Dekhite ki tine dine tin avastha jahar. Whom I see three conditions everywhere.
Every day.
Every day, every time, and the kamona se bala ischa, so ischa.
Bala
ischa, that I am so big, so great, all these things. Hare Krishna. That is to dishonor.
What does that mean?
Vrindavan Das Thakur. Oh. In Chaitanya Bhagavat. Hmm. Chapal Gopal.
Look at that bottom shell, say.
Gopal
was a gratis Bamun Chilo said what the Ami Kesto. Oh, you pull a kicky con canatama money. The Tan is cooked theatre. But it's not so cheap. It is not so cheap. So many incarnations. I am incarnation of Krishna, I am incarnation of full of incarnation.
Vishkishan.
Vishkishan there, so Ramkrishna, then Jagabandhu, then one Balak Brahmachari, then one Anukul Thakur.
Avatar.
They are all
Avatar Asankhya.
Asankhya. Avatar Ajasankhya. That's why they go. Gauri Mato Vapare Nasti Kagvare. No recognition of any incarnation of God. It is not so cheap in the market. We can purchase in the market some avatar. Go and purchase. When we preached, we told to the people at public meeting. Then when Krishna was there, another ki Vasudev na ki ekta ye chilo avatar hoy chilo. Goshna ji, I am Vasudev.
Pounder.
The Krishna fought with him and finished to prove who is avatar. So let these avatar fight with one another and establish who is the. Then we shall consider that case. Hare Krishna, Hare Gaur, Hare Gaur. Hare Gaur, Hare Gaur. Well, you have to close, eh? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.